Conservative Lawmakers, More Observe Good Friday, Jesus Paid It All. By Hannah Knudsen on March 29, 2024. Christians on Friday observed Good Friday, the day Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, paid the ultimate penalty for sin by dying on the cross for all of mankind, reconciling humanity with God, as some political figures triumphantly declared that Jesus paid it all. The Gospel of Luke tells it this way. Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, Certainly this man was innocent. And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things. Many shared their thoughts on Good Friday. Jesus paid it all to him I owe, Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said. Wishing you a blessed Good Friday. As we observe Good Friday, let's take a moment to reflect on the incredible sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the profound love he has for each and every one of us. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said in a post, adding, May his blessings be upon you all. We are redeemed. Thank you, Father, for the precious blood of Jesus your Son for our salvation, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said. May we never forget his life and sacrifice given so freely to all who believe. May we remember today and every day, he added. Wishing a meaningful Good Friday to all those observing, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, said. Today we join Virginians across the Commonwealth to remember the sacrifice and passion of Jesus Christ on Good Friday, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., said. It is a reminder that there is hope even in darkness and faith in him can overcome anything. He added, as others also observe the holy day.